But yes, last segment we were talking about the remodel that we did at our home. It's now complete. Really happy that we did it. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is a member of my contractor's remodeling team. It's our old friend, Randy Cody. Good morning, Randy.
Hello, Jeans. What's happening there?
Hey, how are you?
What you doing, old boy?
Good to talk to you.
I've seen a lot of your face over the past few months, haven't I?
I know that.
Hey, we got her done, and we got her done on time. We do good work, and we're fast.
Yeah, you sure did.
I'm glad you went with us, man. I really am. It's quite an honor for me.
Wow, that's something.
Well, yeah, I appreciate all the hard work.
Well, which reminds me, you still got a $67,000 invoice that you haven't paid out on.
Yeah, that's
the last third of this job. Wow. You know, you got to pay that third invoice.
Yeah, check's in the mail.
Well, we got to do punch out list and everything like that. We're way behind, so I know you don't like living in here. You renovated house and you got blue tape up all over the wall on every little fixture and all that. We'll get that punch out list done for you.
Okay, that's all right. Yeah.
And let me tell you, I'm glad you moved out, because I know that it's hard living in a place when they're working on it. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
You know, my crew, that crew that I had working on your deal, they're so messy, and it just drives me nuts, man. I keep telling them guys, hey, clean up your area at the end of the day. You should have seen it. It was just a mess at the end of it. They leave their burrito wrappers, big gulp cups, they leave them everywhere. And I always tell them, I say, look, guys, I put a 30-yard dumpster. I got one sitting right out in front of the house, and every one of the neighborhoods contributed to it except you guys. I don't get it, man.
You see those dumpsters out there.
I know, and then again, they just don't put their debris and garbage in the dumpster at the end of the day. They can work messy, yeah. But they don't listen to me. I tell them, hey, look, man, I know my Spanish is iffy, but don't you guys pretend like you don't speak contractor Spanish. I know every damn one of them do. They understand me.
Contractor, yeah. Spanish.
The contractor Spanish. Yeah, it's a different kind of Spanish.
Yeah.
Anyway, all my workers, you know, they say they send all their money back to Mexico.
Yeah.
But I watch them drink it down every Friday.
Do you really?
I do. They ain't sending a dime back to their families out there.
I bet some do.
No, they family ain't seen a dinero because they keep drinking it in them cervezas every Friday. I had to bust my crew down at your place, Junior. I know y'all had moved out and everything. They threw a party there one Friday night.
They did?
They did, oh. Yeah. They were hanging all off the scaffolding and everything.
Well, I don't like to hear that.
They pissed your neighbors off something fierce.
Did they?
Yeah, not only the party, but they was also running that house building music a little too loud. And one of my guys had run an extension cord all the way over to the neighbor's house and was using it for their microwave.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I've seen that done before.
But your kitchen is top-notch. You did a hell of a job on that. Y'all made some good choices. That alabaster looks pretty good on them cabinets, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're happy with that.
Told you.
We're happy with that.
Yeah, personally, I thought accessible beige would have been better, but that's okay. I understand how it goes, man. She gets the final word.
Yeah, that's right.
I saw you cowering over there many a time when she was giving my foreman a what for.
Yeah.
And I noticed you don't get in the way of her and her opinions either,
no,
do you?
No, I let her handle that.
Up. Hey, look, hey, we all are there, brother. She who controls the supply of womanly body area controls the supply of money.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard it said different ways, but yeah.
It's like George says, happy wife, happy life.
There you go.
Right.
That's a cleaned up version, isn't it, George? You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So you're pretty happy, Junes. Want to make sure that we did everything,
yes,
according to your specifications.
Yes, really happy. You lived up to your reputation as a top-notch contractor.
Do you like that Urbane bronze we put on the island?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
We thought about using Royal Rust, but Urbane bronze, it looked a little bit better.
Yeah,
right.
We like it. We like it a lot.
Right. And let me tell you, I know there was some consternation over this, but that $17,000 that you spent on upgrading the lights was well worth it.
Oh,
I hope so.
Those LED lights throughout your house are going to save you about $15 over the course of a year. So.
Okay.
Well, it pays for itself.
I don't know.
Sounds like it eventually.
It pays for itself. I tell you, it's now, the reason I really want to talk to you is I want to get a testimonial from you to put on the front of our website. So we're
Randy.
And we're going to need some pictures of you. If you got some promo pictures of you, preferably one of you being goosed from behind.
We have those, yes.
We'll put that on the front of our web page. We think that's going to look good.
Okay, well, yeah, I might have to charge you for that, but we'll see.
All right, and hey, that how's that sex swing working out for you?
Oh, man, you got one of those? Holy cow.
We haven't gotten in it yet, but I'll let you know.
All right. I tell you, I sure do appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Randy. I appreciate all the good work.
I gotta get over to Saxy right now. I'm doing a job over at the Marlowe household and everything, and I've got up to my ass in alligators. So
there he is. Signature phrase.
All right.
Thank you, Randy.
There he goes, Randy Cody.